Peace is broadcasting throughout the Middle East as Israel withdraws. There's movement in the trial of the Turkish Christian murders, and our series on child sponsorship continues in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel finished pulling its forces out of the Gaza Strip, but troops remain on the border should the ceasefire end. In the meantime, Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is broadcasting the message of peace. Sat-7's David Harder says that contradicts the culture.
We are broadcasting an alternative to many of the messages that are out there, which is keep fighting, take revenge, do evil to those who do evil to you. But Sat-7 stands for something different. We want to be peacemakers, and we know that that's really only possible when Jesus comes into someone's heart and changes them.
Funding is needed. Harder says your money is multiplied.
And that $1 that they give may be reaching someone who lives in a Bedouin tent, who is using a car battery to power their satellite dish, and they may never, ever meet a Christian, but flipping through that channel, they can land on Sat-7 and hear the words of Jesus, and that might change that person's life.
Meanwhile, Compass Direct News reports that lawyers in the case of three Christians who were murdered for their faith are expanding the case. Evidence in recent hearings suggests the April 2007 murders were instigated by Ergen Ekon, ultra-nationalists who plan to engineer a coup in Turkey. Attorneys plan to call a journalist arrested in 2007 who's been linked to the group. Attorneys believe Malatya National Security Forces may have had a hand in the murders. Continue to pray for Christians in Turkey. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kids Alive International needs your help to save the children of Southern Sudan. Al Lackey says Kids Alive started caring for the country's orphans.
We have three homes and schools in the north in the capital city, which many of the children from Darfur are coming to. And then we have just recently launched the southern part of our operations, where extreme poverty and suffering has gone on for years.
The ministry will be providing homes and education for Sudanese orphans while building them up in the Lord. Kids Alive plans to purchase land, but the full project is costly.
The homes usually run somewhere around $65,000 to $75,000. That would build one home for around 14 children.
Kids Alive hopes to build homes for 60 orphans and help about 150 other children by reaching out to poor widows and grandmothers. To help these children, visit our website. Meanwhile, MNN's Ruth Kramer visited some students with an unusual story at Uganda Christian University.
Joseph Okeya is a social work major at Uganda Christian University. He's also part of Compassion International's Leadership Development Program, the last phase of the ministry's walk with these kids. LDP takes the cream of the crop among the sponsored children and sends them to college. Joseph's Compassion story began when he was 9, shortly after he was orphaned. Aside from the health and education benefit, he said the team was Christ personified.
They embraced me despite of the way I was, and I looked at it as a parental love, though I had missed it at the first place. I actually do not think about the past. I'm looking at the future.
A note 10 years ago from his sponsor encouraged him to seek Christ in all things. He's carried that in his heart to this day, and it continues to guide his purpose to finish his education and come back to help those in his home village. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
And quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, Kurt Warner, may have a huge platform to share his faith. The Cardinals will be making their first Super Bowl appearance against the Pittsburgh Steelers February 1st. Warner's an outspoken Christian, sharing his faith during every interview. He did it again Sunday following the Cardinals' win over the Philadelphia Eagles. As many watch, pray for Warner and other NFL Christians that they'll be able to share their faith. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Sr. Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.